hour number two, the show about nothing. Welcome in. It's Puck with you until 1 o'clock. Headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com. Mariners win. Los Marineros again. They are 7 games over .500, their largest mark of the season, 51-44. They're just back of the Oakland A's right now in the wild card standing. Screw you, Oakland. Here we come. Got a bullpen start today. Middleton's getting the start later today. And we'll see if they can sweep the Rockies. And then they welcome in the Oakland Athletics starting tomorrow in the series. It is the Kraken expansion draft, and it is coming up later today. 3:30 is when the party starts. 5 o'clock is actually when the draft starts. We'll have coverage out there from 3 to 7. Softy and Fane. Curtis will be out there as well. Ian will be checking in as well. I'm throwing Coors Lights from a boat. So who wins? Let's be honest. Who's winning in this whole damn thing? The Coors Light text line, keeping Seattle chills always open for you to react to the show. Jim Bowden's going to join us from The Athletic, come up at noon. Talk about Mariners trade thoughts. And what will they do here less than 10 days away from the start or from the Major League Baseball trade deadline? Will they add? Will they subtract? What are they looking for? Jim Bowden is all over it. Had a fantastic piece with Corey Brock the other day talking about scenarios involving Seattle. What's up with that Wednesday at 12:30? Also, we'll pick our new studio sponsor for the next week. Today's the last day of the Hydroplane Raceboat Museum in Kent Studio. Wonderful donation by Mary Lee Walmsley of $1,200 last week, raising our total to $15,000. The Columbia Cup is this week in Tri-Cities. They also have 4 vintage hydros from the museum. The Miss Bardal will be there. The Pay and Pack, the Miss Oahu, and the Blue Chip will be there today. Also, a big shout to Cal Raleigh getting his first hits last night. Ice. Ooh, chili dipper. And then I had the nice smash there to right center field, the RBI. It was a nice hit there for Cal Raleigh. Good to see him get off of the schneid there for the Mariners. And they get another victory last night. Nice play by Shed Long, too, in left field. I love me some Shed Long, man. He's got some good energy. You know who's got some else who's got some good energy? It's our guy, Ian Furness. And he has been doing interview after interview after interview, and we didn't even have to guest list him today. And joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline is our guy, our resident, Mr. Goon himself. It's Ian Furness. Hello, sir.
Drop the gloves, fella. Let's go.
All right. Can we get Ovechkin?
You got plenty of cap space, bud. you got plenty of cap space if you want to. Yes, the answer would be if you want to spend the money, go get them.
Okay, so what's going on right now? The early feedback or the early, you know, this is like an election. The early polling results are in from different counties. Of the people that you have seen connected to them, what does that tell you early on?
There's a lot of head scratching going on. There's a lot of, huh? Really? That guy? There's a lot of that. Now, I think if, you know, different sport, but if any of us have learned anything over the years, especially in the last decade plus with Schneider and Carroll and covering NFL drafts, you got to take a deep breath, sit back, and you can have initial opinions, but you got to be careful because, you know, what could happen, what may happen, what the other shoes that could drop, trades, everything. It could all change over a little while. I mean, but if you want to base it on just the list that we have seen, Puck, it just based on that, it feels like they went for some inexpensive younger players, passed on some big ticket items, have what I would think, I kind of look at as a handful of, I don't know, if you want to use a baseball term, 4A players. And I think it's really apparent that their analytical department, which was the first hires they made on the hockey side before Ron Francis, I think that they had an enormous say in what they did. Now, there are some, you know, some veterans and some guys that you look at and go, wow, that's a great pick and makes all the sense. And, you know, but by and large, I'd say there's some curiosity and maybe even some questions about what they've done so far. They've left themselves though with a ton. Apparently, again, we're still kind of sifting through it, but it appears they've left themselves with a ton of cap space to work with. Barely right now, I think reaching what the floor was that they had to get to in terms of spending with the 30 players in the expansion draft. So maybe they can still go out and negotiate with Landeskog or somebody like that.
On a side note, hey, responsible driving in your part to use the blinker, because a lot of people don't use the blinker anymore, and you did. And I just want to say kudos to you. Okay. Ian Furness is with us breaking down the Kraken expansion draft. All right, so tell me. So Carey Price is going to be the big name that people were excited about, and they obviously didn't get him. So should they be concerned they didn't get Carey Price? Did we lose him? I felt we lost him. Now, when I said responsible, did he somehow, like, almost, you know, knock on wood, he didn't get in an accident there. But he did get good use of said traffic, the turning light there, because it was wonderful. I mean, you could hear that damn thing in the background. It was so loud. I mean, that damn clicking noise. But a lot of people don't use it anymore. And Ian's a responsible driver, as most Canadians are. They, responsibility is really their middle name in terms of when they want to drive. And he's double dipping. He's driving. He's talking. He's got the Bluetooth in. He's probably got a Zoom call he's got to do at some point as well. The guy's all over it. We'll get Ian back on here in just a quick sec and check back with him. The biggest name, obviously, if you are following this stuff today, a lot of the stuff is being leaked out. Some people are upset that it's being leaked out, but whatever. I mean, if names are open, we're going to tell you who's open. All right. I was just praising you for your safety. You okay?
I outsmarted myself. I was telling you that I'm you know, most of us out here are simpletons, and they haven't figured out there's a major construction project on Whitty Road, which kind of gets you out of the MV. I navigated through the Lake Wilderness part of the community and lost you there for a second, fella. Lake. But I'm back.
Hey, I
looked over. I had some great things I just told you, man. I'll tell you what, I've never been better in those 30 seconds I was talking to myself.
Hey, is the rope swing still Lake Wilderness?
Well, when I say Lake Wilderness, I went through the housing area next to the golf course.
Oh, you didn't go actually by the lake.
That lake is, I mean, I'll tell you right now, take water quality readings from that and the Duwamish, and they might be identical.
Well, yeah. Well, it was like that when I was out there a long, long time ago, for sure.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
Okay, so the biggest name that everyone got excited about was Carey Price. It's been reported they will not have not added Carey Price. Why do you think ultimately they did not want to add him?
Well, by all accounts, they have three goalies, none of whom are as good as Carey Price, but three goalies that cost half as much. So, I mean, it's basically the Driedger is the highest ticket. The other two guys, Vanacek and the kid from Ottawa, they're cheap. So they went down that road. I'm surprised if it stays as is and they only have three goalies. I thought they'd have at least four, maybe even five. So that's a little bit of a head scratcher there. But I think with Price, it was just probably finances may have been, you know, maybe he just told them, hey, man, I don't want to come here. I did that for Montreal. I don't want to come here. If that's the case, then they better get more than whoever they're going to get, Drouin or whoever the hell they're going to get from all kinds of rumors what Montreal's going to give them. But if that's the case and Montreal pulled a fast one, he waived his no movement clause, but basically said, I don't want to go there, then they better get more out of it than that. But it might have just been a financial thing and a concern about his injuries.
Just because maybe they haven't added guys with big contracts, just you correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't prevent them once they get through this and obviously the draft, and it's not like the guys are going to draft in the real draft on Friday and Saturday are going to contribute right away. This doesn't prevent them from adding a big contract in free agency, correct?
Or making trades. I want to say there were I think Vegas traded six defensemen after the expansion draft, like soon thereafter. Okay. So, you know, one of the things that comes into play is that, and this is why this whole made-for-TV thing with ESPN was interesting from the start, Puckin, is that it could have a distinct NBA draft feel to it. Mm. Hey, guys wearing a Kraken hat, catching a fish, doing whatever, you know, hanging out at Best Cafe, eating a, 13-egg omelet. Ugh. And tomorrow he's a member of the Buffalo Sabres, right? So, that could happen.
After that omelet, he'll want to get the hell out of town, I'll tell you that.
Mounds of hash browns, my friend. There's nothing better at 1:30 in the morning. You could certainly, I don't think that when they make it official and we hear the 30 names, of which we know like 26 or 28 of them already, I think it's safe to say that not all 26, 28, 30 guys will be going to training camp here in a few weeks out of Northgate.
Of the names
and
that...
And you're right. You can sign guys. And you're right. The free agency starts a week from today in the NHL, and it's game on. And maybe that's what they've done, Puck. I mean, I'll put some faith in them. Maybe they just said, hey, you know what? We're talking to guys. We've told guys. Maybe it's the old legal tampering NFL thing where they've got agreements with guys and said, cool, well, you're good. Yeah, I'm good. How about this? We'll sign it next week, but we're going to grab a guy off your present team and make us even better. I mean, that could happen too.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. I just wanted to make sure it didn't prevent them from in free agency of signing one. So my Ovi hope, you know, cross my fingers for the Russian drunk, we can get him on the team.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there someone like either that you have reported or have retweeted or what? Someone that they have added that you are super excited about, that, boy, this guy's young. Yeah, maybe he's a little cheap, but this is a good player and the upside's big.
I like Mason Appleton from Winnipeg. I thought he was a no-brainer pick in the first place, but some of the guys I thought were no-brainers haven't been picked. So I like Appleton. He's what you would call a power forward, north-south, up and down, just gets after, goes to the net, not afraid, physical player. Can you know, he's what you want. You know, and I like him a lot. I think that's a guy. Mark Giordano from Calgary, he's their captain. I think he's 36, 37 years old, Puck, but one of the true, you know, good guys in the NHL, great leader. And by the way, only a couple years removed from being the Norris Trophy winner as the best defenseman in the NHL. So even though he's a little long in the tooth age-wise, still has a lot left in the tank, you would think, because it was just a couple years ago he was the best defenseman. And gives you instant leadership, builds a culture in the locker room. If people were thinking that Carey Price was going to be the guy on the podium that's going to be the face of the franchise, that's not who he is. The story's good. From, you know, wife from Kennewick went to Wazoo. They summer here, all that stuff. That's a great story. That's not who he is on a day-to-day basis. He's good. He's cordial. He's fine. But he's not the guy that's going to sit up there and, you know, hey, they're winning. They got a seven-game losing streak. He's not the guy that's going to sit up there. He'll be accountable, but you want a player, you want a skater to do that. And I think Giordano fits that bill for sure.
Do you think it's important right away to field a competitive team which gets them into the playoffs so they can win right away to even gravitate more fans towards the team and sport?
100%. 100%. I think if we want to, you know, if they were bringing in the Puckett Furness consulting firm from the outside of how to engage yourself with the sports fan in Seattle and what's important, the number one thing I tell them is, if you have the ability to win right away, win right away. And I know everybody wants to win. Based on that list that was released on Sunday, they have and had a chance to be probably the second best team in their division behind Vegas from day one. I think it's imperative for two things. You mentioned one thing, bring in the fringe fan. But the other thing is, the Sonics are going to be coming back in 3 or 4 years. You better have more than your 17,000 fan base that's on board. Because you and I both know, and we all know, when the Sonics come back, they're going to be taking over this town. Right? So you better regionalize and broaden your scope in terms of a fan base. And the best way to do that is winning.
The guys that they have added, you mentioned it earlier, it's got a very kind of heavy-handed, or the fingerprints of the Kraken analytics department is kind of all over the guys they have selected. Is it, let's compare it to maybe a sport that people would know more than hockey. Is it very like Oakland A's Billy Beane Moneyball feel to it?
I think you can combine two things. And one of them's a negative and one of them's a positive. The negative would be, yes. Well, let's go positive first. The positive would be, yeah, there's you have, I mean, your first hires were analytical people. Hockey is really trending in that direction. I think, like all sports, you need to use everything, whether it's all the numbers at your disposal, the eye test, you know, other coaches, GMs, players, you know, you need to use everything at your disposal. But the analytical part and some of the deeper numbers, and Carey, I'll give you an example. Carey Price's regular season analytics are not good. I mean, he's the best big game goalie out there, not named Vasilevsky, and you know that might just be used a little bit. But regular season sometimes he's, I don't know if he's disinterested or what, but you know, you got a gold medal on the line, you're trying to get to Stanley Cup final, you want Price. Game, you know, 65 in Columbus, he may not be your guy. So, you know, that might have been something they looked at. But, yeah, there's an A's feel to that. The other side is the I like it, and this is a negative, and I don't want it to be coming across as, like, this is a fact, because it certainly could prove to be wrong. But when John Schneider and his staff of personnel guys have that unprecedented success from the 2011 through 2012, 2013 drafts, drafting all these guys, Hall of Famers, just a franchise quarterback in the third round is going to the Hall of Fame. I don't know, Puck. I kind of feel like two things happened in the next few years. One is they were so good and so deep, they didn't need to rebuild a roster. So really what they ended up doing is they kind of felt like they were the smartest guys in the room. And they took a chance, and they took a bunch of chances on guys. And they took a flyer on some guys. And it just didn't work out. They could afford to do so because they were so deep. And if we look at it, yeah, they haven't been back to the Super Bowl, but they've been to the playoffs every year but one. So there is part of me that says, don't always be the smartest guy in the room. Sometimes the most obvious choice is the right choice. That's the only thing I think about on that side.
No, I never have to worry about that, so it's good. Will you break the biggest news on our air though of today, please? What you sent me in the text?
Oh, we could talk. I think that's our crosstalk segment.
Okay.
It might be something good for today as well.
Okay. We'll save that. We'll save that for later.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's gonna make everything more fun. I won't break it, but just think about this. The thought and idea of being able to have a tailgate, throw down a few pops, whatever choice is you are, watching some football out there in that Beasley RV lot, walking over, getting something, and coming back with that same item, and just, it's a thrilling concept.
They're gonna crush it. It's going to be great. All right. Hey, great stuff, man. You're all over it. You're busy all day long. And I appreciate you carving out a few minutes there on your drive, man. We'll be staying tuned to everything you're doing. What are you doing on TV tonight? What do you got with Q?
We're really limited, so we're gonna send Alyssa Charleston out to the big party out there at Gasworks.
Okay.
And Aaron and I will be in studio jumping on and, you know, going through the names that,
cool,
I guess we can start building the graphics right now. And we'll go through the names, and then in between those hits, I'll be on the headset with a guy by the name of David Mahler.
Okay.
And Richard Fain.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Great stuff, Ian. I know it's a busy day for you, but I know this is a day that you've been looking forward to a very, very long time. So, man, I appreciate the time.
I'm just glad Curtis didn't knock you off the air. Good job.
Well, we still have about an
hour
and a half.
Thanks for that, Ian.
Aaron, we have about an hour and a half to go, so anything's possible.
We can laugh about it now, buddy. We can,
yeah,
laugh about it now.
That's right. That's why you don't drink in the studio. All right. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. There he is, Ian Furness, joining us there on his ride in to work. And he'll be all over it. He'll be jumping on with Softy and Fain throughout the R coverage at Gasworks Park from 3 to 7. Check him out with Aaron Levine on Q13. He'll be providing analysis there. Listen, there's people you can trust. He's the smartest guy in this city about hockey. That's it. That's all you need to know. He's the smartest guy in this city about hockey. So, and you know what? He's all ours. We got him all to ourselves. How about that? What are we doing next? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what we're doing next.
I think this probably calls for a plowing ahead drop.
That's at the end of the show.
Well, but
that's
we can double
the,
it up.
That's at the end of the show. We don't do it yet. We'll have more. We should remind you, our tweet of the day coming up 11:45. Jim Bowden's going to join us from The Athletic coming up at noon because he's got the trade deadline is less than 10 days away. Jim's all over trade scenarios involving the Mariners, so we'll talk to Jim Bowden from The Athletic, former GM, coming up at noon. Oh, I know. I got you. Deion Sanders, Village Idiot. We'll talk about him.